Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 6 o'clock. We have a crash on I-40 creating some huge delays in Garner. I'll show you which exit you want to avoid this morning.
Also right now at 6, a special meeting today for social services leaders in Johnston County after a 7-year-old reported being sexually assaulted at the DSS office.
And we have a cold front on the way that's already sparking some showers and storms here, especially across the mountains of North Carolina. We'll talk about, though, the big implications this front will have in our forecast coming up.
And a new jobs report out today will give us a look into the state of the economy heading into the holidays, what we're expecting to see as employment numbers in the Triangle remain high. We have that and so much more coming up for you on your Friday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It is great to have you along here as we get our Friday started. You can see there's some low cloud cover here as you try to take a look down Western Boulevard there. It's impossible to see. Also, some other trouble spots. Anthony Baglione out there in the WRS Severe Weather Center, and I'm looking south of Fayetteville there, a little storm.
Yeah, we've been watching this one, Jeff, here for the past probably hour or so as it's been affecting our southern areas. Clinton first saw this showing up here earlier and some pretty heavy coverage coming down. That's where I want to start us off this morning, though, because at the moment, it's relatively light around Clinton. We go toward Roseboro, Garland. The heaviest of this right now is just to the south and west there of Garland, pushing almost due west at this point. That's certainly going to be the case as we go through the next couple of hours. We'll watch off and on showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. No severe weather expected for us today. Futurecast is kind of missing that coverage this morning, but we go through the afternoon. You see it starting to show up there, even into 5, 6, 7 o'clock. Those Friday night football games could have a few light showers on radar. But on the whole here, the weekend, 73 tomorrow, a few morning showers, and then 65 there, Brian. Much cooler as we head into Sunday.
All right, Anthony, breaking news here at 6:01. We have a crash reportedly involving a motorcycle out on 40 westbound in Garner. This is just beyond the Business 70 interchange heading out toward Garner Road. This is a still image from the DOT camera on I-40 there at the Garner Road Bridge, and you can see that scene on the westbound side. Looks like we have two lanes blocked right now, so traffic is getting by only in that left lane. You see the delays building right there around the Business 70 interchange. They clear up once you get under that Garner Road Bridge, so if you can pick up 40 westbound from Jones Sausage Road, you should be in good shape heading from there into South Raleigh. But right now, our sensors are measuring a 40-minute delay there on 40 westbound from 42 to 440. Brett Neese is on his way in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Another update in about 10 minutes.
Happening this morning, Johnston County Social Services has called a special meeting. This comes after a 7-year-old may have been sexually assaulted by a teenager in an office at the department. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us from Johnston County right now. And Kelsey, our WRAL Investigates team has been digging into this case all week.
Yes, Jeff, good morning. The Social Services Board will meet in just a few hours for a closed meeting. And this comes after a 7-year-old girl reported being sexually assaulted by a 17-year-old boy inside one of the agencies, or rather inside of an office at the agency. Now, Smithfield Police confirmed they are investigating an aggravated assault with sexual motives. Police would not say if a juvenile petition has been filed. That petition initiates a court case for someone younger than 18. WRAL Investigates spoke with the 7-year-old girl's mother. We're not using her name or showing her face to protect her child's identity.
I'm full of mixed emotions. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm upset. I can't just feel one emotion right now because it's my child. It's my kid. And we trusted that she was going to be safe, and she wasn't.
When we asked Johnston County DSS about whether the two children were supervised and how this could have happened at one of their offices in the first place, they did not answer our questions directly. Instead, they released a statement saying that they are taking the allegations seriously and are cooperating with police. So we'll find out more information after this morning's board meeting that starts at 9 a.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Johnston County.
And the family of a Duke graduate student shot and killed in Durham says the man charged with her murder was someone she considered a friend. Angela Reese died after being shot Monday morning at a house on Worth Street. Durham police arrested 30-year-old Stephon DeBose on Thursday and charged him with murder. In a phone interview with WREL, Angela's dad told us the arrest gave their family some relief, but no more clarity. He says DeBose helped Angela move into Duke back in July.
He was a nice enough guy and seemed, you know, normal, and actually he was helpful.
Angela's dad said she was a passionate, energetic, and outgoing person who was loved by so many. DeBose is currently in Durham County Jail without bond.
The Wake County Animal Center is shutting its doors for more than a month as it desperately tries to stop the spread of dog flu. We're told three dogs at the center have died from the virus. For the next 35 days, the animal center will be on lockdown and quarantine. And this means people will not be able to adopt furry friends out of there or surrender a pet during this time. Wake County Animal Center says if you find a stray, try to find its owner and consider getting your pet vaccinated.
In just a few hours, we'll get new data about the nation's job growth. Economists expect to show job creation through the final months of the year, but at a slower pace, which is a good thing. We're expecting anywhere between 100,000 and 170,000 new jobs for September. That is a step back from August, when the private sector added 187,000 new jobs. A slowdown in hiring is a sign that inflation is cooling off. The number of new jobs is only slightly below pre-pandemic levels. NC State economist Mike Walden says that that could be a good sign for the economy.
It actually is good news. In the economic environment we're in now, with respect to jobs, less is more.
And the tech industry here in the Triangle is still expected to see growth. According to a recent poll by WREL TechWire, 62% of tech leaders are hiring. Government, education, healthcare, manufacturing, construction, and leisure hospitality are all industries that are hiring new workers right now.
I'm Brent East, live in the WREL breaking news tracker on I-40 westbound right before the Jones Sausage Road exit, where multiple lanes are closed right now, all due to a crash that just happened about 30 minutes or so ago. I'm working to learn if this motorcycle is involved. Right now, at least two lanes are closed. It looks like they are trying to reopen a couple of them as soon as possible. We'll have an update coming up in traffic in just a few minutes. Live in Raleigh, Brent East, WREL News.
And breaking here in the WREL Live Center, the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize awarded to jailed Iranian activist Naji Mohammadi. In making the announcement, the Norwegian Nobel Committee says Mohammadi was recognized for her fight for women's rights in Iran and for human rights around the world. The committee says the Iranian regime has arrested Mohammadi 13 times, convicted her 5 times. She's currently serving a 12-year sentence. The committee urged Iran to release Mohammadi. Also, the committee released a video of Mohammadi she made before she was jailed, as well as her children calling for their mother's release. This will have international implications and no doubt anger the Iranian government. But again, the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize awarded to Naji Mohammadi.
Thanks for that, Ken. Newly released autopsy results reveal UNC professor Zijie Yen was shot several times when he was attacked on campus earlier this semester. Investigators say Yen was identified by his UNC ID. He was found dead in his office at Caudill Labs August 28th, leading to the lockdown on campus. Yen was an associate professor of applied physical sciences. Police say they still haven't found the weapon that was used in that killing.
Durham City employees will be getting a bonus in their paychecks next month. City leaders made the decision yesterday after weeks of back-and-forth negotiations. This includes sanitation workers, police, and fire. The amount of the bonuses depends on annual salaries. Employees who make less will get a bigger bonus. The approval came after city councilors suspended the rules to allow them to take the vote at a work session yesterday.
I count it as a win. I mean, because they're going to find the money to make sure that everybody is treated fairly. And we're with that.
The bonuses will cost the city about $6.5 million. Some city councilors say they want to find more money for employees.
One of the state fair's most beloved traditions will soon be a thing of the past.
It's progress, but with not a good outlook for the future, as far as I'm concerned.
A farewell to the fair's restaurant row and what's coming in its place for 2024.
And UNC fans excited to see wide receiver Tez Walker back on the field. The Tar Heels are ready to for him to play tomorrow after the NCAA rules to grant him his eligibility.
And already this morning, we are seeing some trouble spots as far as light showers coming down. There's a look at Clinton, where the roads are damp at this point. We'll talk about continued rain chances through today, but how the weekend forecast looks coming up after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Welcome back. It is 6:12 on this Friday morning, where most of our viewing area at this point is looking good to go and nice and dry. But we do have some light showers down to the south and a cold front that's pushing more in our direction as we go through today and into tomorrow morning as well. The bigger thing, I think, with this front, though, is it's going to affect our temperatures. And we'll talk about that the next time we meet. But let's get you outside this morning. There's a look on Dual Doppler 5000 right now. Clinton still talking some light rainfall in your area. Roseboro mostly dry at this point, but you notice this big batch that's just down to the south and west. That's kind of all pushing it back to the west right now. So Fayetteville, Southern Pines could even see some here probably in the next 20 to 30 minutes. We're at 73 tomorrow, 65, a lot cooler there on Sunday. Morning temperatures, Brian, in the 40s.
Anthony, breaking news here at 6:13. Live pictures of that crash on 40 westbound in Garner. This is just beyond the 70 business interchange, about a mile before you get to the Jones Sausage Road interchange. Brett Neese at the scene there in the WRL breaking news tracker has confirmed that this involved a motorcycle and several vehicles. No reports of injuries at this point, and they are working to get some lanes reopened out there, but you can see that motorcycle involved in that crash. We'll check in with Brett in a few minutes. Let's take a look at the traffic impact right now. As we see those sensors, you can see the backups on 40 westbound, confined mostly to the area right around the 70 business interchange. If you can pick it up from Jones Sausage Road, you'll be on the other side of that crash. Jeff?
Brian, thanks. The place many go to get a ham biscuit and a slice of pie at the State Fair will soon be a thing of the past. State Fair plans to demolish the lunch stand building known as Restaurant Row. It is home to some of the longest running food concessions at the fair, including churches, nonprofits, and family-run kitchens. Honeycutts has been at the fair for 90 years, serving Meemaw's biscuits. Apex Lions Club has had a spot there for 80 years. The fair plans to replace Restaurant Row with a modern Midway events center that can be used year-round.
North Carolina State Fair is all about traditions, and there certainly are many traditions in that building. We feel like we're going to build an opportunity for some new traditions as well.
There's thousands of people that are going to be shocked when they come, and that's the sad part. You know, and when they ask why, it's progress, but with not a good outlook for the future as far as I'm concerned.
So those groups that are getting knocked off of Restaurant Row can apply to come back in 2024 next year. But like other vendors, the fair can't guarantee them a spot.
Some really good news for UNC football fans this morning. Wide receiver Tez Walker will be ready to play tomorrow against Syracuse.
You're
eligible. You are eligible. The team posted this video to social media yesterday showing the moment Coach Mack Brown broke the news to Walker. The NCAA declared him ineligible earlier in the year because he had transferred twice. Fans, players, coaches, even Governor Cooper lobbied for him to get a waiver for eligibility. Yesterday, the NCAA reversed its earlier decision. He joins a UNC team that is 4-0 in the season and ranked 14th in the country. The Tar Heels host Syracuse tomorrow at 3:30 at Keenan Stadium. Fall is here, and there are plenty of festivals, concerts, and other events that you can enjoy this weekend as the weather cools down.
Yeah, we have a look at some of our WRL Out and About best bets. Smithfield's Ava Gardner Festival is happening tonight through Sunday. This year's festival is the culmination of a year-long celebration of the actress's 100th birthday. There's a free screening of Showboat tonight at the Neuse River Amphitheater. Saturday and Sunday, you can take tours, visit the museum, and meet special guests. And WRL is a proud community sponsor.
The Triangle Walk to End Alzheimer's is happening tomorrow morning at Halifax Mall in Raleigh. There's still time to join the hundreds of people who will walk to raise money for Alzheimer's care, support, and research. The opening ceremony will be at 10. WREL is a proud community partner. Chris Lee will MC the event.
And the 2023 Mighty Give Back Benefit Concert is tomorrow night at Red Hat Amphitheater. Jason Isbell and the 400 units will headline the show. It is organized by Band Together, which helps people in the Triangle find affordable housing. WRL and Fox 50 are proud sponsors. And for more of the weekend's best bets, you can just head over to the Out and About page on WRL.com. A lot of those hinge on weather, and I think they'll get by. It'll feel like fall, certainly. And WRL Weather Center right now, Anthony Baglione over there. And this fog and some rain in the area kind of giving people a different look this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of dampening our Friday mood, if you will, Jeff. But on the whole here, the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, you can rest easy, looking great for any of those plans. We head outside, though, this morning. It's a different story in some spots. Good Friday morning to all of you. We've made it to Friday, so that's some progress for us. But you notice there's our White Lake camera right now. The raindrops drops on the camera, and then you can also see it kind of coming down there along the dock, and you can see the rain really coming down pretty heavily. There's another drop on the camera. So we're seeing it pretty here in some of our southern spots coming down moderate coverage at this point. There's where we sit on radar. This is kind of all pushing up to the north and west right now. It is not associated with our cold front that's going to come through tonight and tomorrow. It's associated even with some tropical moisture offshore. There's where we sit right now, though. Clinton, Roseboro, down toward Garland. The heaviest of this is kind of pushing a little bit farther out of our viewing area. I would still keep the umbrella handy if you're in a place like Fayetteville, Southern Pines, going out for a walk this morning, taking the dog out, maybe a little bit damp in some spots. We're at 67 there at 9 o'clock. An isolated shower chance still continues through this afternoon. Temperature-wise, we'll be in the upper 70s. Not necessarily feeling the effects of that cold front quite yet. That comes in for tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, and I'll show you that here in a minute. There's Futurecast we go through today. It's missing that coverage this morning, so I think we'll keep that with us the next couple of hours. Isolated showers through this afternoon and evening. Not a whole lot of sunshine for us today. 5 o'clock as you're headed home from work and school. Even that Friday night football time frame, looking better the earlier on in the game that we are. I think there's that better chance. 30% chance there at 6 o'clock. Going through the majority of the games, they should be in good shape. We're in the upper 60s here as you're headed home. The weekend forecast on the whole looks pretty nice. 73 for us tomorrow. An isolated shower early in the day. We're talking probably before about 10 a.m. and then the rest of the day is nice and dry. 65 there on Sunday. It will be a chilly start. That's going to be the big focus for us behind this cold front that's pushing through. You can clearly see kind of where that is right now. The moisture associated with it is in our direction, and then back to the west is where we're seeing the drier air. We're at 61 Saturday morning, 40s both Sunday and Monday morning. So a little chilly depending on your comfort level, maybe the heat, maybe just enjoying the fall temperatures. We're seeing 65 there Sunday, 71 on Monday. And then, Brian, we see temperatures next week in the 70s with sunshine.
All right, Anthony, it is 6:20, and we are following that breaking news in Garner, a crash involving a motorcycle on I-40 westbound around Business 70. Let's head out to the scene and check in live with WRL's Brett Neese in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, what's new out there?
Yeah, Brian, this is causing big backups because a couple of lanes have been closed as soon as this happened. This has a motorcycle and several other cars involved. I'm going to step behind the camera and show you a little bit of what this scene looks like here. This is right before exit 303. Traffic is starting to flow a little bit better, but you see the NCDOT trucks there that are blocking these inside lanes. The motorcycle is wedged right there between a police car and another DOT truck. And then there are a couple of other cars that are involved in this crash as well along that guardrail. And there's that final DOT truck there. Looks like they have most of the lanes back open, just this one inside lane. At one point, three of the five lanes were closed, Brian, so they were causing some big backups. What do those delay times look like now?
Well, we are still seeing some heavy backups through that area, and as we take a look at it here on the sensor map, you can see the delays begin just before you get to the Business 70 interchange, and once you get through that interchange, you're in good shape heading up toward Jones Sausage Road. Latest check from those live sensors indicating a 16-minute delay. Again, try to pick up 40 westbound from Jones Sausage Road. You'll be on the other side of that crash. The good news, no reports of any injuries.
That is good news. Thank you, Brian. Well, new developments this morning on Capitol Hill and the search for a new Speaker of the House, who former President Donald Trump says is encouraging Republicans to vote into the role.
Wake County names its Principal of the Year. The dedicated educator who's been close to this honor before, celebrated now for her hard work.
is What's Trending Report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Halloween is only a few weeks away, and the time to stock up on your favorite candies is right now.
Get moving on it. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
I find this data very interesting. Yeah. This is new research from candystore.com, and it finds M&Ms are the top candy in North Carolina this year.
Wow.
And that is a change from last year when the far superior Reese's Cups were our state's favorite. Other states have different ideas, including Utah, where they like candy corn. One social media user from Utah says that's a perfect representation of her state's personality.
I think candy corn is something you either love or you hate.
I
love
people
that hate it, and I know people that love it. I love it, too. I think it's great.
I like candy corn. Yeah.
Okay.
I got to admit, we're three of a kind.
Yes,
right here
are.
For certain. It's a huge upset, though, that the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is not the leader in our state.
And my mind is always the leader.
Is that because, I mean, is it just because the M&Ms are cheaper? Because they're certainly...
I don't know. They make friends. I'm not sure what's,
happening.
It's an upset.
Yes. Travis Kelce's mom, Donna, says that she is caught in a whirlwind over her newfound celebrity status. She appeared on a podcast yesterday called Got It From My Mama. She says that she thought the hype over her son and Taylor Swift would die down quickly, but she says it has been a wild ride and the frenzy keeps growing.
And it will keep growing. She says it's also been pretty cool to see a lot of young women and girls take interest in football now. I mean, I don't know how much of the game they're watching, really. I think they're watching to see how many times Taylor Swift is going to pop up on the screen, which I think in one game they said it was like 11 or 12 times.
Yeah, there's odds on how many cutaway shots they'll take of her now in Vegas. You can bet on it. And it's a lot. So the NFL marketing machine is churning out.
Absolutely.
Better than Super Bowl numbers when she's at the game. So
yeah,
it's not going to die down.
No, it is not. She said the NFL is saying thank you to your family for this PR. Thank you so much because, I mean, people love T-Swift. So anywhere she goes, people are going to flock.
It is right there. Brian, thank you. We will hear more from Donna Kelce this morning on Today. She'll talk more about all the attention being put on her family and look ahead to the game between Travis's Chiefs and his brother Jason's Eagles. That's later this season. It's all coming up today, 7 o'clock right here on WRL.
A local foundation wants to change the conversation around mental illness. This weekend, you can help the Foundation of Hope raise money and awareness at the 2023 Walk for Hope. WREL is a proud community partner because we believe in this effort. The walk takes place on Sunday at the Angus Barn from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. We'll have giveaways at our WREL booth. I'll be there. Brian will be there. Casey Hintz will be there. It's going to be a great day.
And speaking of the walk, thankfully, weather-wise, we're looking beautiful. Sunshine here for that very important cause. Temperatures there in the 50s by about 10 o'clock. We'll talk about the rest of our weekend and any rain chances coming up.
And Wake County Animal Shelter is closed for a month because of an outbreak of flu. What is happening with the animals inside that facility while the doors are shut?
And the Carolina Panthers are now the only team left in the NFL without a win. The familiar name that led the Chicago Bears to victory for the first time last night.
Reaching up, does he make